A wish for everyone to live a healthy and abundant life, and that the financial flow will come to them, and that they are willing and open to receive all that is there for them. That's what I wish for them on a financial level. So they feel the freedom of living the life that's most closest to their heart.
This time in the Grocery Podcast, we're going to be talking about money mindset. And for this topic, I invited someone who is very dear to my heart, my former business coach, Willem Meijenvelten, who is also a manifestation expert. What she does is she lets people dream really big about what's possible in their lives, then has them actually take an intention and acknowledge that they really want to do it and take that desire into action and actually take steps on them. And with this topic specifically, she also helps people with money mindset, meaning that she takes away the beliefs that people have that limit them from living a financially abundant life, and she helps them towards that financial abundance in which they flourish and get what they want, deserve, and need. So in this podcast, we're going to be discussing which limiting beliefs can hold you back from living a financially abundant life, how manifesting works, and how you can actually take action on your dreams and desires. And she will also share more about, you know, what the results are if you start manifesting and start working on your finances, because there's so much possible. And I think this interview will be very eye-opening if you're maybe a bit limited about finance, saying, oh, I don't need that much money, you know, I can survive with whatever I have and I don't need to be abundant. Or you think, I have a job and I cannot be paid for my passion, so I'm just not even going to bother. Or you think, you know, whatever I do, time and effort I put in, I will never earn more money. Then this interview is for you to take away all these limiting beliefs and start living the life you want with a money mindset that is mind blowing. I hope you enjoy this interview. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Super great having you here.
Thank you.
And taking the time for explaining more about money mindset. It's super important and can change your world, if I may say it that way.
It's true.
Yeah, super nice. Can we start with saying that in the intro I just introduced you and said you're a manifestation expert. What is manifesting? What is manifestation? Can you explain that a little bit?
Manifestation for me is co-creating with the universe. So co-creating the life you desire, co-creating the life of your dreams, the life of your purpose together with the universe. So you set your intention on living your life to the fullest, to be of service. Mm-hmm. And together with the universe, you manifest anything that you need to live that abundant, healthy life.
So it's dreaming big, but also letting it happen and taking action on those intentions you set.
I couldn't have said it better.
Great. Yeah. Cool to hear that. So can you explain a little bit more about how the money mindset is part of manifesting and how that integrates? So where does money mindset come in and how does that relate to manifesting in general?
Well, you can manifest anything you desire. So the only limitation in manifesting is your own imagination. Mm-hmm. So when a lot of the times when people hear about manifesting, one of the first things they say is, I want to manifest a romantic love, because that's what we're all aiming or searching for. I want to manifest more money.
Yeah.
It's also one of the things that I got questions about a lot. So that's why I started to relate the money mindset to manifesting. Mm. Because I know when you manifest, you set an intention. That's the first step. The second step is you feel into this intention. How would it feel if my manifestation was already here right now? How would I feel right now? That's what manifesting is about. And then you go to that frequency of having it already so you can actually attract what you desire. Mm. And the third step in manifesting is taking inspired action. So from that place of abundance, from that place of knowing that it's already there for you, you take the next step in whatever is coming your way. Okay. So when you work on your money mindset and you want to attract more money, what I came across is that on the second step with feeling that you already live that abundant life, a lot of people had limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe, they couldn't feel that money, that abundant flow of money that they wished for, mm-hmm. was already there for them.
Yeah.
So I saw that was something going on in their money mindsets. So their money mindset was one of lack. Mm-hmm. There was one of limiting beliefs, but I have to work hard. It's not for me.
Yeah.
How can you make a lot of money with my job as a dancer?
Yeah.
Or how can you? So there were a lot of limiting beliefs, and that's where money mindset and manifesting came together as manifesting. Mm-hmm. That's how I call it nowadays.
Super nice. Yeah. Nice pointing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like you work on a healthy money mindset, so yeah. you can manifest the money that you deserve.
Yeah. Deserve and desire.
And yeah. desire, yeah.
But it sounds like so good, like almost good to be true, that yeah. you can just say or think or intend to say, I'm going to be flipping rich.
Yeah.
I want to have that house, that car, that person, that job.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit, you know, unrealistic.
Yeah.
How do you actually go from the dream and the desire and the intention to getting there?
Well, first of all, that's a limiting belief that it's yep. unrealistic.
Yep. Very true.
So apparently there's something within you
yep.
that still doesn't believe that there is this abundant life for you.
Yeah.
And so the first step would be that you realize that you are worthy of living the life you want to live. The yeah. living the life you choose to live, and trust yourself and the universe that it's there for you, and that you will make it happen, co-creating with the universe. Mm. So do you actually trust yourself in living that healthy, wealthy life? Mm. Or do you still have that belief that you have to work super hard and that it's just a dream, and that it's only for a few people who work really, really hard and who yeah. work their asses off? It's only for that 1% of people yeah. who got lucky.
Yeah.
Cool. So
it's always about the beliefs you have about yourself, your yeah. self-esteem maybe as well, but also money, what you believe about money, maybe what you had in your raising, your childhood years,
exactly.
what you heard from parents, what you saw happening.
Yeah.
That you limited yourself into, I can only do this, this is secure because I know it.
It could be that you have limited beliefs because you were raised in a certain way, that yeah. there wasn't enough money, you always had to save for money, so yeah. for example. Or it could be that you work in an environment, for example, if you are a coach or you work in the spiritual community or more in the artistic community, where people always say, well, if you're an artist, you don't make a
yes.
lot of money.
Right.
So you start believing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the limiting beliefs can come from your environment. Mm-hmm. It can come from your upbringing, but also your friends, family, the things yeah. you do right now. Yeah. yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what are those things that can show the financial abundance you can have? Because what I know from you is that small things like when a friend pays for your coffee, that's already getting from the universe.
Yes.
Like, how do you recognize the financial abundance?
Well, I think what you, at first, let me mm-hmm. just emphasize the importance of what you're saying right now. Because this is a major shift that you, I know that you have already made in manifesting, is that you be aware of the manifestations that come your way, and that you appreciate them and be grateful for them and amplify those things. Because when you amplify the feeling of, oh my God, someone, you can say, okay, well, someone paid me a coffee, it was only €3.
Yeah.
Okay. So the universe thinks, well, okay, you're not that fond with
right.
it, so next time I won't yeah. give it to you again.
You don't appreciate
you
small
don't appreciate
things with
it that much. If you're like, oh my God, I just got a coffee,
yeah.
€3. It was a gift. Yeah. I feel, oh, thank you so much. And now I'm exaggerating, and you don't have to be this fakey phony. But if you
acknowledge,
that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. If you're really acknowledging it, you'll start noticing that more of those small things will come your way. Mm. And you'll see the signs that money is coming towards you.
Yeah.
And in all different ways and forms, and I also believe, like, if I learned anything, is when you learn a new skill, and if you see manifesting or your money mindset, a healthy money mindset, if you can see it from a perspective that it is a skill, it is something you train.
Yeah.
So in the first month, you might manifest a free coffee. And in the second month, you manifest a new client worth of or you get some money back from the text for 200 euros.
Yep.
And every month, you see it growing and growing and growing and growing. And in 1 year, you might manifest 25,000 euros on revenue in your company per month. The thing is, a lot of people, when they start working on their money mindset, they say, okay, well, I have this one limiting belief. That's from my childhood. I'm not worth it. But I worked on this limited belief. I did 2 meditations. And now I completely feel that I'm worth it. And yes, it can work like that. I witnessed major quantum shifts. I've experienced shifts myself like that as well. But the reality is that for a lot of people, it is something you train.
Yeah. It's you truly have to believe it.
And every month, when you start appreciating it more and more, you start getting the hang of it and you start believing it much more.
Right. Yeah, so to give an example of what I thought of abundance or financial abundance, for instance, we lost our phone on the train last week.
Oh, yeah.
Major thing, blah, 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 so much drama. Then we had this phone be found through Google, and then somebody picked up and found the phone, and we were able to meet this person back in Rotterdam, though we were on our way to Amsterdam.
Oh wow.
We got to meet the person, and I said, let's just buy them some candy, you know, just something stupid, but just something to kind of show thanks so much, you know. And we gave that, and like an hour later we were at the supermarket, and all of a sudden, like, we still had like two products in our cart, even though we were already paying. And I was like, wait, we have 2 things in our cart. We didn't pay for that. And so we got them for free.
Oh, wow.
Things like that. I'm like, I just like invested 2 euros of candy and then I got back like 6 or 8. Things like that. Like, it sounds stupid, but as you said, like, as you acknowledge that, you're going to manifest something way bigger because you're respecting, let's say, the universe.
And this is even a bigger manifestation, because I believe the universe already knew you would offer that person some candy. So they gave back your phone, which... just how much is an iPhone? 1,200, 1,400 euros nowadays?
Yeah.
So you manifested 1,400 euros.
That's amazing. Yeah. Things like that. If you recognize and acknowledge it, that's where you can start making the changes, I guess, right?
Yes, that's definitely what happens, yeah.
Can you tell what you have manifested yourself in terms of money?
Oh, yes. Well, I think the biggest one is my house.
Oh.
Yeah. Last December, I decided... I'm a grown up now, I want to buy a house. And I used to, when I worked in a corporate, I get a large mortgage and all these things. And right now I'm an entrepreneur, and I've lived in Ecuador for 1 year, 2018, which in that year I didn't make any revenue because I was just living on a mountain and doing whatever I felt like. So I knew it would be hard to get a mortgage or to even be possible as an entrepreneur to buy a house. And I decided it last December. So I set my intention. Mm-hmm. I remember the day as yesterday. I was with my friend. We did a walk in a forest. We saw a beautiful house. And that was the moment I said to her, I'm going to buy a house. And she said, I love that idea. Let's manifest it right now. So we stood there in front of that house. We went into a very short 10-20 seconds meditation where we both really felt into the fact that I was buying my own house. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, well, that's done.
Got it.
So it was only 20 seconds. Got it. That's how we manifest. It's me and my best friend. It's so much fun. So from that point on, I started taking inspired action. So I started taking very small steps. So the first step was, okay, let's check my numbers of the past years. I need to have a good financial advisor. And we went to the Efteling, which is a Dutch theme
attraction theme park.
And we were walking, and all of a sudden something popped in my mind, like, oh, you've seen that financial advisor on Instagram. I'll send her a message. So I just sent her a message via Instagram. The next day we were on the phone, and the day after we started working together.
Wow.
Within a few weeks, all my financial stuff was
organized.
And you have to know, I had multiple companies, former business partners, financial tax, living in the foreign countries. It was a complicated situation, but we had it all figured out. So the next step was looking for houses on Funda. And the funny thing is, then Corona came by.
Yeah.
And the mortgages for entrepreneurs were even harder to get.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, how can I handle this? But I just...
You were not doubting that at that moment? Like,
no.
It's not going to happen?
No, I felt it's going to be mine. And the funny thing is, I wrote down in December the number, 237000, the number of what I thought my house would be, how much. And I knew I wouldn't get a mortgage for that amount of money because...
Yeah.
Due to the fact that I lived in a foreign country. So I saw a house, I fell in love with it. It was way above my budget. And then all of a sudden, things happen in my private atmosphere. My little brother bought the house of my
Whoa.
It all worked out that I could buy a house for exactly the amount I wrote down in December in my journal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know it at the moment?
No, I didn't know. It was only 2 or 3 months later when I found my own journals when I was moving. I was like, oh my God, this is exactly the amount of money I paid at the notary.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my revenue goals because I already wrote down the revenue goals and I'm not there yet. So I'm looking
Something
is happening in the upcoming months. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's
so true. Would you say, like, as an experience into a lesson, that if you write down what you desire and want to do and then take inspired action on that, it will become your truth?
Yes, but writing down, you hear that a lot, you write it down and then it will become true. It's not enough. The what it did for me, I was really committed of doing the work, also inconvenient, administrative, blah, blah. Yeah. Plus, I kept believing it.
Yep.
I wasn't forcing anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't forcing banks on giving me mortgages. Mm. I wasn't forcing people.
But just dedication to the goal.
I was just dedicated to the trust in the universe. Not even to the goal. I was just dedicated to the feeling that I had that everything would turn out exactly as it was supposed to be.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
Wow. It's so
I love
cool.
my life.
Yeah. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
How would you say that people can recognize that they have an unhealthy money mindset?
I would say that if you desire things that you feel are unrealistic for you.
So if you don't believe that things are going to work out the way you actually deep inside want them to work out.
Then you have a limiting belief.
What would be the first step if you have those kind of beliefs? What would be the first thing that you can do to kind of get rid of it? Because I think a lot of people will recognize that they have some sort of limiting belief around finance, but then what? How do you lose it?
Be aware of it and set your intention, reframe it. Set your intention on a positive belief. Set your intention on having a healthy money mindset. Manifest a healthy money mindset.
Nice.
That would be my first step. Be aware of it.
Yeah.
And then set your intention. Be dedicated. I am a person with a healthy money mindset. Let go of the story that you have an unhealthy money mindset. Because that's what I see as well. People make a story out of the story. Oh my God, I have a limiting belief because I don't believe this can be true for me. Oh my God, I have an unhealthy mindset.
Right.
What do you manifest?
Yep, you get that.
An unhealthy mindset.
Yeah.
So shift.
Yeah.
Set your intention. I am a person with a healthy money mindset. And if you don't believe that yet, then you can state, I choose to be a person with a healthy money mindset, with trust in the universe, that the abundance that's there for me will come my way.
And just keep on repeating this to
and
yourself.
And feel well, keep repeating that, but also keep checking in with your heart. Feeling it every day.
Yeah.
Feel it. So, yeah, you can write it down and all those tricks, but feel in your heart that you have a healthy money mindset. You have a healthy money mindset. I already have a healthy money mindset. Yeah. All the other stories we make around it are not true. They're false.
Yeah. Stop believing it. Go for the new one.
We don't need them anymore. From now on, you can just make the decision. I am a person, or I choose to be someone with a healthy money mindset.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
It's a very good, nice step. Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Indeed. All right. And when we look at the work that you do as a manifestation expert, you also have a program specifically for manifesting. So
that's true.
Manifesting money.
Yes.
What do you go through in this course?
Oh, well, I help people. I share my 10 truths on manifestation of money. So what is a healthy money mindset? I help people to reframe current limiting beliefs. So we do a lot of meditation. There's a lot of exercises where we take you, because sometimes we don't know what our limiting beliefs are.
That's the thing.
We think we know what our limiting beliefs are, but actually there's, for example, people think they have a limiting belief that I am not worthy of receiving that, while they have never committed on actually working towards that goal, because they already didn't start going for whatever they aim for.
Yeah, they blocked themselves off
because they didn't believe it would be true.
Yeah.
And then they come into the story because I'm not worth it.
Yeah.
So that's what we work on. We work on setting healthy intentions. So not only intention on things that you want, but also things you want to share, things you want to invest, and things you want to save, because manifestation, money manifestation, is more than just obtaining a lot of material objects. It's also about sharing your gifts or sharing your money with the world, investing your money for long term, saving your money for whatever you want to save it for. And I will help them with their trust in the universe. So, well, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
So that's what we do within the course.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And I'm guessing that people that go through it and have like obtained a healthy money mindset and have manifested like abundance, they can also be able to actually give back or to inspire others to get the same kind of feeling around money.
Exactly.
And that's what you also did yourself, I heard, right?
That's true, yeah. Well, the funny, I want to acknowledge what you're saying, because you're talking about the ripple effect, and that's actually that's also one thing that I really think is good to share here in this podcast, is that I believe that when you are around people who don't have limiting beliefs around something you do have limiting beliefs on, you can actually mirror yourself. It's just it's neurons in your head. It's proven scientifically. Don't ask me for the details, but they're scientifically proven that when you are around people who don't have any limiting beliefs around certain money blocks, that your body actually copies that as well, and you let go of your limiting beliefs. We call them expanders in our course.
Cool.
So when you surround yourself with expanders,
so
people who already have what you still want to achieve, you go to their vibration, you match with their vibration, and therefore you are more likely to attract whatever they have and you desire.
Wow.
So that's one more tip I wanted to give. But you were referring to the affiliate program.
Your own abundance thing,
Yes, sorry, but this is...
That's great.
It came out. For example, I start my course next week on manifestation. And what I do is I allow them to become an affiliate. Whenever they sell a course through their affiliate link, they receive 50%, 50, so half of the commission that new clients pay. And people say, oh my God.
Yeah, that's half your income.
You have an unhealthy mindset. You give half your income away. And I say, no, you don't get it.
Nope.
One, I believe there is abundance in this world. So there's enough for everyone. So if I give away half, I still have an abundant life.
Yep.
And two, I'll share my abundance with someone else. So someone else is super healthy. I love sharing. I love giving. Yep. Is healthy mindset.
Yep.
The third thing is, I believe that if you give away half of the price, people are far more likely to promote you, which truly, it delivers me more clients, more revenue. Is healthy, healthy money
manifesting once again.
Is manifesting more clients once again. So that's why I do it. And maybe it sounds a little bit corny, but the fourth and final reason is, I already said it, I just wish for everyone to live that abundant life from your heart. And I just want to share that with people. And
so cool.
Yeah, maybe it's corny, but that's just the way I work.
Well, I think it's great, and I also think that it's super inspirational because so many people are struggling with money, and not just because of the situation now with Corona or COVID, but rather we all have our beliefs that do make sense and don't make sense, that helped us in the past but don't help us anymore. And the things that we laugh at, maybe saying, oh yeah, I wish I had that car, that's actually the truth right there. You actually wish you had that car, for instance, and you can actually do something about getting it. But then open your heart to it, acknowledge it, set the intention, trust the universe, and take your actions.
And be honest about what you desire as well. Because a lot of people say, okay, for example, also for my course, it's so funny. No, but money, no, I like your course, but I won't do it. Why not? Well, it's not the most important thing in the world, money. You know, money is not the most important thing in the world.
Okay.
Okay. True.
Sure.
But do you want to have, but secretly, it's just their way of blocking themselves on working on their money mindset. Because who doesn't want more money to travel, to give away? If you have more money, well, and you don't need it because you have enough, donate it all to people who need it.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you want to have that responsibility?
Source it to the right level and then actually be able to
exactly.
use it and distribute it.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, that's the funny thing. If I organized a webinar as well, free webinar, and a lot of people are joining that webinar who have never showed their interest in money mindset, because it was about feeling worthy in investing yourself.
Yes.
So what I noticed is that secretly they do want to have that money, but they don't want to admit it to themselves yet.
Yeah.
And that's a big, big belief.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to tell them. They all want the money.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be interested.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be interested. But you don't want to acknowledge the fact that you want it because you have this limiting belief that people that want money are...
Greedy. Yeah.
Or selfish. Yeah. Or not driven by love.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
So... It's also funny for me to notice that people actually want that the moment they admit they desire money as well. Doors opened for you.
That's amazing. What do you wish for people in terms of money mindset?
I wish for everyone to live a healthy and abundant life, and that the financial flow will come to them, and that they are willing and open to receive all that is there for them. That's what I wish for them on a financial level.
Amazing.
Yeah, and so they feel the freedom of living the life that's most closest to their heart, fully connected with themselves, so they live their fullest potential here on earth.
Amazing. That's an amazing statement. What is a contribution that you want to have with all that you do as a manifestation expert?
Well, I told you before, I want to raise my kids in a world where they can be their true selves and where they are allowed to remember who they are and live their fullest potential. Then again, aren't we all kids?
Amen. Yeah. I think we are all kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to help people know what they desire, know what their purpose is, and feel the courage to actually live that life, to have the courage to live the life you dream of by letting go of the stories and just knowing deep inside that you are worthy of living that life.
That's beautiful. I think that a lot of people need to hear this and should really take action on what they truly want to do with their life and indeed unlock their potential and their full life and potential in it, I would say.
Take time to listen. Don't think about it with your mind. Take time to listen.
Nice.
Take time to connect.
Thank you so much for sharing all this on money mindset and beliefs and manifestation. And
you're welcome.
Another shout out, I guess, to your program starting on Monday. All around money mindset, financial abundance, limiting beliefs, empowering beliefs,
yes,
trusting the universe, setting intentions, and you'll be doing this as a nice group together with all people that are in the right vibration and mindset, I would say.
Yeah, we have a very strong vibration in our community. A lot of sharing going on. It's amazing.
Nice. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.